So, Rayman Origins.
Rayman Origins.
This game has looked really cool for a while.
Yeah, it has, actually. It has a very nice, clean 2D animation to it.
Like, super drawn.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell that they actually went and drew every frame of this thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it looks really great. We should say that it's a downloadable game. It's coming out to Xbox Live and PSN.
And it's a 2D platformer.
It's a 2D platformer. And also, it's new Super Mario Bros. Wii.
In the sense that all modern multiplayer 2D platformers are.
I don't think you understand. When you die, you get trapped into a bubble that you can,
this is true,
that you can direct around, and then the other players who are still alive need to free you from that bubble in order for you to keep playing again.
No, it's different. You are the bubble.
Yes, you are, yeah, that's a technicality. You are the bubble, you're not trapped inside.
No, and actually, you know, they have gone and improved on that mechanic. Like,
yeah,
you can physically, you're not just shaking the remote to go closer, you can physically choose where you want to go. Which actually sometimes leads to benefits, like if you're chasing something and you want to pop someone further forward, you can float ahead.
Right.
And also, you know, you actually have to punch to free people from the bubble, which alleviates the, oh no, I jumped across a chasm and freed someone, and they immediately fell into the chasm problem.
That's true. Also, I don't... Was there collisions between the characters in the game?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so let me be a little frank here. I played the demo about 3 times with at least 3 different groups of people, and I got pretty good... relatively. So
I mean, this is because there are a lot of movement options in the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's a game full of a lot of interesting movement options. You can sprint, you can dive, you can slide.
Yeah. One of the ones that the people running the booth had you try first was an ice level. So it was slipping and sliding, and there are levels where there are wind mechanics, so like there are gusts of air that make you float.
There's a lot of stuff, you know, in the game.
And
it's possible to get pretty good at it.
Yeah. When I say good, I'm not bragging or anything like that, but I was significantly ahead of the other characters in the game at basically all times.
This is just because you're an asshole.
I'm kind of a dick in that sense. I'm sorry, guys.
I wasn't playing then.
Yeah. yeah. I felt kind of bad for the people playing with me, but I really wanted to play the game because I've liked Rayman for a long time. I had the original Rayman, and so, you know, like, and it's a 2D platformer, which I really enjoy.
You know how I feel about 2D platformers.
Yeah.
I fucking love 2D platformers.
And it seemed, well, I don't know if there's like a time mechanic into it, but you can at least discreetly, you know, and like speed run these types of things. Like, you can go really fast with things. It can get really fast, which is part of the reason why I ended up so ahead, is that I knew how to run faster.
I didn't know there was a sprint button.
Yeah,
for a while.
There's a sprint button.
You can sprint up walls.
Yeah, there are certain. I don't know if there's a boss battle.
Where,
I don't know if you can do this with everything, with every level.
I think the wall has to be curved.
Yeah, but there's a boss battle where one of the main mechanics is running on the ceiling.
Yeah, but it's just like you're playing that game and it's really incredible because you look at New Super Mario Bros. Wii, and they've done a lot of great things gameplay-wise, but you look at it and it just feels simplistic.
Yeah.
Like, it feels simplistic, and that's because they've reduced it down to the bare essentials so that you always know exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And in this game, there's nothing like that. Like,
there's
beautiful art all over the place.
Yeah.
The background is, like, big and gorgeous, and you know what? It doesn't take anything away from the action. Like, they've done it in such a way, they can play that game, you can enjoy the art,
yeah,
and it looks great, and you still know exactly what's going on all the time.
I would have a little... I wouldn't say exactly, because there are certain parts where it's like you go and you shrink down, and it's kind of hard to see sometimes the different characters.
Oh, that's just a size thing. No, that's not like, oh no, there's too much going on, I don't know what this is. You know, it's still a well-designed game.
That's fair.
I really look